I wanted to throw in a little bit of a bonus for purchasing How to Become the Man Women Want. I know that you already got the one bonus of the interview with myself and Nina, one of my wing girls, with David D'Angelo, which I hope that you're finding very interesting, because we definitely have a lot of very important things to say, although it's all said pretty quickly in a short period of time. But I really wanted to comment on the 18-minute instructional video, because I think that a lot of the exercises outlined in that video are absolutely amazing exercises that I myself have gone through, and hundreds of my clients have also gone through and have become quite successful with not only attracting women but also keeping women due to these exercises. But I think that there might need to be a little bit of further explanation on why you're doing everything. That's a new thing for me. I want to know why, you know, like a two-year-old who's always asking why. Because in order for you to do something, you really do have to have a reason. And the older that you are, the more difficult it is to figure out why you need to make a change and why you are doing something and what the final outcome is. So I wanted to talk about the main exercise, which is approaching 10 people every single day. This is one of the most important exercises you will do in your entire life, but you have to do it effectively and you have to make an effort to actually work on it and actually do it, or else it's not going to work for you. Everything that we teach at the Wing Girl Method is not a magic pill. I can't just tell you the information and suddenly you're going to, boom, be successful with women. You're actually going to have to go out and do something about it. Very similar to when you play tennis or any other skill that you want to learn. You have to work, you have to practice, and you actually have to do it in order to see any changes. So, going back to the first exercise of approaching people every single day, the reason behind it and the why as to why you are approaching people every single day is done for many reasons. It's because, number one, I want you to see how many people there actually are out there. That there aren't just the regular four people that you interact with every day. There are thousands of people around you at all times, if you make them be around you. If you leave your home, drive to your office, go up the elevator, or even if you don't have an elevator, you just go straight into your office, go home, watch TV, and go to bed. You don't have the opportunity to interact with a lot of people. Therefore, you don't have the opportunity to see the options that are out there for you. The options of meeting a woman, of meeting other guys to be friends with, of meeting other girls to be friends with, of any other option that's out there, you don't get to experience because you're not looking for it and you're not seeing it out there. So with approaching 10 people every single day, you have to make an effort to get out there and go find those 10 people to approach. So one of the reasons why is so that you can see that there's tons of people for you to choose from out there. And to get you off your butt, to switch up your routine and get you interacting with people. Because I think that that's really important. The second reason why you're going to be approaching 10 people every single day is to push yourself. Get you out of your comfort zone. Just by a little bit, not by a lot, because in the very beginning, you're just going to be going up to people and saying, hi. And then when you get a little bit more comfortable, you can ask, oh, do you know what time it is? Or do you know where this street is? Or do you know this? Then as you get to a more of an expert level in this exercise or assignment, you can start asking more detailed questions like opinion openers. You know, what are your thoughts on this? Or, you know, how do you feel about this? Or do you know why women say this when they really mean this? That goes with its different levels. It's being comfortable and working your way up to that skill. But the why really behind it is to push yourself and to make you take a risk. Because when you start taking risks that aren't part of your regular routine, you slowly start to gain confidence. You start to become more comfortable with things that used to make you very uncomfortable. So over time, you will notice that going up to somebody and saying hi isn't the panic attack that you used to have 3 weeks ago or a month ago. It's just a natural thing that you'll do because it's kind of like being on automatic drive. It's something that will happen. It'll be an automatic response. That's a better term for it. It's an automatic response. You see someone you want to talk to, you go up and approach them without having any fears built into that approach. But for example, if you're not approaching 10 people every single day and somebody fantastic comes along or somebody interesting comes along, that approach will put so much more pressure on you because you didn't have that practice of engaging people every single day. So it's really important to do that exercise. It's what I did. Again, it's what tons of experts who, you know, are part of the seduction community, part of the attraction community, part of self-help, and a lot of people who are really confident people now outside of the community have also gone through an exercise similar to that. And it really is all about pushing yourself. It's pushing yourself past that level of comfort, a slight level of comfort. You're not making a huge leap. You're not jumping out of a plane, but you're pushing yourself a little bit. And in order to get what you want, you have to do that because you ordered this product, you came to our website in order to see change and make change. So you have to be a part of that process and you have to jump on board. I can't just jump on board for you. You have to do it for yourself. The other section that I wanted to talk about was being proactive. Now, I know that I gave numerous examples in the video about being proactive and what you can do to be proactive in getting involved in your community, in groups, and I really believe that this is very important. Because again, the why behind the being proactive is because it pushes you past your comfort zone, very similar to approaching 10 people every single day. It's making you do something that isn't in your regular routine, that is outside of the norm for you, which is number one, a challenge, and is number two, something that will boost your confidence. Probably right away you'll feel a little bit of a change, but slowly over time you'll feel like a fuller person, which helps you go into the next exercise or the next top characteristic of being more interesting and fun. The more groups that you join, the more conversation you can have, the more things you can talk about. Instead of just talking about your job and, you know, what was on TV last night, you can now talk about the improv class that you joined and the running group that you're a part of and the yoga class that you, or the taekwondo class that you do on Sundays down on Santa Monica Pier. The more that you're doing in your life, the more interesting you are, the more you feel better about yourself, and the more appealing and attractive you become to everybody, especially women. Do you understand what I'm saying? I think I'm being very, very clear. So those are my little add-ons that I think are really important. That's the why behind what you're doing. The why behind each of these exercises put you in a better place and make you a better overall person, better overall man, so that you can finally attract the women that you want. Because that's what women are attracted to, right? Men that are confident, men that are proactive, and men that are fun and interesting. And that's exactly what you're going to gain from doing all of these exercises. One other note that I have to make is I have actually put together a list of a few things to assist you in becoming more proactive. There's a few websites that I think you could go to if you want to start dating online. I give you links to certain pages that tell you about singles events. As I showed you in the video, you just type in your singles event and the area that you live, but I'll show you an example of a link as well. You know, just a few other things on wardrobe and things that you could possibly do to improve your outside appearance, because I believe that, you know, outside appearances have a little bit of an effect on women, you know, as you know. And if you're a complete slob and can't take care of yourself, then you're not really going to be able to take care of a woman. At least that's how she believes. That's what she believes, and that's how she views it. So I just put together a quick little list of, you know, tasks that you can do to make sure that I'm not going to make you into a pretty boy, but I'm going to just clean you up a little bit. And most likely you're already doing all of these things, but just to double check and make sure. All right, then that's all that I have to say to you, but I just want you to make sure to really get out there and have fun with all of this. This is an experiment for yourself, but it's going to help you as long as you can have fun with this and don't put too much pressure on it. So enjoy, and if you do need any assistance, then just write into us at VIP@winggirlmethod.com and we're there to assist you.